Did you get what you wanted? He asked.
No. We walked on in silence, and then came to a place where several streets met. I stopped at the curb.
Which way do you go? I inquired.
Your way, he smiled.
I'm going home. I'll come along with you and smoke a pipe.
You might wait for an invitation, I retorted frigidly.
I would if I thought there was any chance of getting one.
Do you see that wall in front of you? I said, pointing.
Yes.
In that case, I should have thought you could also see that I don't want your company.
I vaguely suspected it, I confess.
I could not help but chuckle. It is one of the defects of my character that I cannot altogether dislike anyone who makes me laugh. But I pulled myself together. I think you're detestable. You're the most loathsome beast that it's ever been my misfortune to meet. Why do you seek the society of someone who hates and despises you?
My dear fellow, what the hell do you suppose I care what you think of me?
Damn it all, I said more violently, because I had an inkling my motive was none too creditable. I don't want to know you.
Are you afraid I shall corrupt you?
His tone made me feel not a little ridiculous. I knew that he was looking at me sideways with a sardonic smile.
I suppose you're hard up, I remarked insolently.
I should be a damned fool if I thought I had any chance of borrowing money from you. You've come down in the world if you can bring yourself to flatter. He grinned.
You'll never really dislike me so long as I give you the opportunity to get off a good thing now and then.
I had to bite my lip to prevent myself from laughing. What he said had a hateful truth in it. And another defect of my character is that I enjoy the company of those, however depraved, who can give me a Roland for my Oliver. I began to feel that my abhorrence for Strickland could only be sustained by an effort on my part. I recognized my moral weakness, but saw that my disapprobation had in it already something of a pose, and I knew that if I felt it, his own keen instinct had discovered it too. He was certainly laughing at me up his sleeve. I left him the last word, and sought refuge in a shrug of the shoulders and taciturnity.